Stevie Weeby here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Bill Poon Part 2 episode. My favorite part of his interview was just catching up with good old Pooner and talking about the good old DVD ASA days. So thanks for tuning in. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome back for the second time on the show, my good homeboy, Bill Poon.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, hey.
I have to say, I like that intro. I know you do it for every guest, but it just sounds so sincere. You know, this is my special guest.
Oh, yeah, it sounds so good. So, what do you think about... It still exists.
It's
partly due to you, Dave, Mark, and all. Because if I wasn't exposed to that, it's been years.
Well, it's more David. It's more. And you know, you've had how many episodes is this now?
Almost 150, 160.
Okay.
Almost 170.
Okay, so you've had many people on the show, mm-hmm. including an episode where Austin and I were on the show, mm-hmm. or were we on her show? I don't remember, but
we're on her Pornhub thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So my question is, why don't you do a DVD ASA reunion show?
What?
Yeah, you're the one. It's your show. You call the shots. You could ask anybody on the show that you want. You've had Asa. You've had David. You've had your brother. You've had Money
it's
Mark.
The trickiest thing is Dave, because Dave kind of, you know, because Dave,
no, I understand,
Dave, you know, but he's at a different point in his life now. He's got a kid,
right.
You know, house. He got.
Yeah, but we don't. You know, it would just be a reunion show about like where we are now from where we were back then.
Right. This is,
you know,
like,
I mean, it doesn't have to be the
crazy, update.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be the crazy, you know, stuff that we used to do back then, because mm-hmm. we've all gone a little, progressed a little further.
God, we had some damn good memories.
Yeah,
didn't we? Damn good. Let's. So, I want to do this
that.
Right
think
now.
About
what
that,
what are some of your most memorable moments from the DVD ASA days?
Well, you know, I mean, when we went to Hong Kong and Macau together.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. That's in there. What else?
Okay. There was the. I'm not sure what it's called. It's the anniversary show where it was kind of like a anniversary and there was stuff going on constantly for 24 hours.
Oh, it was the 24-hour marathon.
Yeah, and he had all the porn chicks there.
Oh, and, yeah, they're doing, and they're yeah, all, yeah, yeah. Like, yeah
and
yeah.
he had one of my favorites there.
What was her name?
Dakota Sky.
Oh, the blondie.
Yes, but here's something interesting.
Yeah.
She lost her name.
Why?
Because... I don't know if she ever got it back, but she, I guess she never trademarked the name, and there was another dancer or stripper or something that used that name, and she had like filed for like trademark, mm-hmm. whatever. So then the porn chick, Dakota Sky, couldn't use it.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I'm like, why, if that's what you're known for, you need to like,
yeah.
And that's not your real name.
Yeah. It was just so weird. I remember that day cause I stayed up.
Yeah.
Because
if you remember,
Monchi did a show the next day.
Right.
You know, for the wedding show.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember like, every hour we were like, go upstairs. We're going to do an interview here.
Yeah, yeah.
Go down there. They're going to do this.
We're doing a video. Ask me anything. AMA. You know, all that crap. Yeah.
Isn't it odd to think that not that we're desensitized to it now, but back then it's like, I mean, for a guy that's just maybe like just watching voyeuristically from the Midwest, just seeing this event where there's like porn stars, there's artists, yeah. and there's
well, you
like
know,
a live feed going.
Well, basically,
it's a bit
you
odd,
know,
isn't
it? It was odd, but when we got into that world, Dave's DVD essay, once we got in there, it was like, hey, they're running. We got to run up to keep up with them. And we're just running and running and
right,
running.
Right,
you know?
Right,
so
yeah.
There's no time to rest. Whatever he wants, we just like, okay, we're on. We're going.
Do you do you miss those days?
Yeah, I mean, of course.
I miss the warehouse. I miss the warehouse.
Yeah, I mean, it was fun. Like, yeah. I mean, you know, we've gone past it, but it doesn't mean that I, you know,
didn't
enjoy it.
So what, because you're in a different point and you're like, everyone's like, you know, Asa
had
a kid.
Yeah, yeah.
Dave has a kid. My brother and Kalila have their own podcast.
Right.
I have my own thing. Like, how have things changed since those days?
Well, now, I was telling my friend, like, to be honest, I'm just a regular guy who got into some unregular stuff being on the podcast.
Yeah.
So now that I'm not part of that thing, I'm still friends with, obviously, with you, with David, with Bobby, with everybody. I just do regular stuff. Like, I work in a kitchen.
Oh, you do?
Yeah,
You work with food?
Yeah, yeah, I work in food. So.
Oh, okay. Well, like, what do you do there?
Well, I work for several different kitchens. One of them kind of closed down now because we used to be at farmers markets and we would sell, like, they're called onigiris. They're like rice balls with filling in
it.
I would have brought you guys some, but we've actually closed down because of the coronavirus.
Yeah. So. What are your thoughts on the events, like current events, that all this craziness around us?
You know, I mean, we deserve it.
Why would you say that?
Well, no, maybe not the coronavirus.
Right.
Because obviously that's a virus.
We can't do that.
You're talking about the protests. I mean, you know, you talk about Colin Kaepernick. He gave us the warning, was it 5-6 years ago?
Yeah.
You know, and everyone like said, no, you know, banned him from NFL. Everything's good. And then guess what? The problem still existed. It got worse.
It was brewing up, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
And you know, the coronavirus, it didn't help as well.
Right.
It was almost like the worst possibility to start a fucking fire, like a forest fire.
Exactly.
It's like people are already pissed off because you're telling them, stay home, wear this mask. And then the George Floyd thing just popped off. And then at that point, it was very reminiscent to 92 Rodney King and what's, you know, what, like the aftermath of that.
Right.
So if you do that coupled with, if you have like a crazy catastrophic pandemic and then you mix in injustice, dude.
Yeah. It's like basically
people are going to pop off.
Yeah. It's basically you're stuck in a room with a bunch of dynamite and you're just flipping matches.
Yeah.
And eventually one of them's going to hit and the whole thing's going to blow up.
I just don't. What confuses me, and I don't know, I don't watch the media per se, you know, but all we see on the media, and this is what I don't like about it, is, you know, the aftermath of George Floyd, right? And then the protests, right? And then the riots happen, right? And then the looting happens, right? But they only show, like, the looters and stuff.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure there's peaceful protests as well
going around
everywhere around the land. You know what I mean? That's what I don't like. Because I'm like, well, okay, you're showing... You know, it's just a little kind of sketchy for me to you know.
It's hard. There's so much stuff going on, and you know the news isn't pure. Like, they're just like, we need ratings. So let's show the looters because that's more exciting for people to see.
Right,
you know,
rather
than a bunch of people just walking around being peaceful. That's not really exciting to see.
Now, do you think, because I think that we're living during very horrific times.
Yeah.
And I think that there's forces. I don't want to get too like crazy paranormal or like extraterrestrial, but or like Masonic, but I think there are elite forces behind all of this that they're orchestrating certain things. You know what I'm saying?
Like an Illuminati?
Yeah, dude, because
like a world Illuminati?
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, there's a world, but there's like a small elite. I just saw a documentary. It's about Antarctica. Shout out to Linda Moulton Howe. She's an investigator. She wrote this book, Glimpses of Other Realities. And she actually, in Antarctica, there's this alien base there that it's all black, kind of like, have you seen the movie Dune, like the Harkonnens?
Like, yeah, yeah.
It's kind of like that, but it's like an alien kind of humanoid alien base, but there's...
Is she taking photos?
No, okay, so she did a documentary interviewing these naval, like, professional, you know, that, right. that were, like, you know, like, top involved secret. Okay. Yeah, but she couldn't even show their faces. Okay, this is, yeah. like, you it know, was, it's like, yeah, it was just, like, even the voices are muffled. But, like, there's this base that's just been there, and it goes subterranean underneath even the ice, and each room is, like, you could just... like it's like the walls are thick, but you just press your finger on it and the door just like automatically opens. There's symbols on the doors, like you know, like the black hole sun
right.
symbol. It kind of looks like a Mayan sun, a black hole sun. There's symbols engraved within the doors.
But does she know exactly where it is? Like, why doesn't she go there? Why don't you do like a...
I'm sure that's a very good question, but I'm sure,
I know sure it's expensive, it's highly, but I got it.
It's highly
guarded. Oh, is it still working? Guarded. Is it still working now? Or are still people still there?
I mean, there's stuff that exists, I mean, even beyond, like, the Mesopotamia. I mean, I'm sure everywhere, like going back to the pyramids where, like, people don't realize, like, these things are, like, they're linked to, like, alien technology and stuff. So I didn't mean to get off track, but I think that there's forces and there's symbolic stuff going on we don't even know. You know what I mean? That they're like orchestrating this stuff.
So do you think, okay, I could see that with the COVID-19. That's easy enough to manufacture.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But what about the Black Lives Matter? Like, that's kind of hard to...
Even with that, I was watching an interview. Even with that, it's like the people running that, they want to control that as well.
But can they?
That, like, as far as, like, what they want to put out there, who controls the... Not propaganda, these sayings and... Like, you remember, like, what happened on Instagram, like, the black box? You know, and it gets you to think about, okay, like, I think that there's going to be another, like, because I don't know why.
A third event?
Like, a third event, yeah.
And not.
And maybe, I don't want to, like, you know, ruffle any feathers, I'm maybe even. I'm not saying a full blown out war, but maybe something to that. Not only that, there's a lot of stuff going on. Like, there's stuff on, like, I don't want to get into Elon Musk and all that, but there's stuff even about the moon that people don't realize as far as, like, there's stuff on there.
Well, do you think the murder hornets was originally part of it, and then they said, this isn't working enough. Let's get them out. Let's go to
I saw that. Yeah. Like, those little hornets.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because
for a week, they were, like, big thing, and all of a sudden, whatever happened to them?
Yeah. I think that, you know, we've heard of, you know, the deep state, whatever that may be. We don't know we don't know what they look like, whatever. If you want to refer to them like in that terminology, you can. But something, the elite that are controlling all of this, they're trying everything to, I think this is their last plea or attempt, because they know. I believe, like, everything's vibration, right?
Okay.
And whenever we see something on the media, it's like fear, 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 fear. It, like, keeps our vibration down, right? But I think that they know that the humans have the capacity to, like, to enlighten, you know?
And right.
That's why they're constantly, like, look at the news, man. They're constantly trying to, like, don't leave your... I mean, look. This is no different. Like, remember the movie The Pianist? It's about World War II, Adrian Brody.
Yeah.
How there it was, you know, about, like, you know, Nazis and Jews or whatever, and about, like, you know, it took place in Poland, right? But it's like he was forced to, like, hide out, and, like, they couldn't. I mean, that was a lot worse, because it was World War II. But it's no different than being on house arrest.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, don't leave. Wear the mask. Don't do this. And then look on your phone. Curfew, Amber Alert curfew.
Right.
Don't leave. 5 p.m., 6 p.m., you know, it's like.
Have you been handling this whole thing okay?
I mean, yeah,
from the quarantine to the protest, you know.
You know what? And then another thing, that's so crazy you said that. I haven't really heard anything corona. Like, remember, like a month ago or 2 months ago, it was like corona, 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 corona. It's even worse. It's spreading. But, like, now it's all protests.
I think we're going to...
It's the exact opposite.
Yeah, but I think it's going to Because from what I've read, the doctors are like, hey, if you did any of the protests, you better go get tested just to make sure, because we're going to get a spike up again.
You know how many hundreds and hundreds? Oh, I know. Do you know? No. I mean, that's going to be so, that's unreasonable. Do you see how many? Yes. There are literally marches like packed together.
I know.
So how, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm like, this is actually like a crazy circus show. Like, okay, like 1 month, it's like, you can't leave. Corona, get tested. And by the way, there's no specific test to test for the specific strain of COVID-19. So if, you know, there's just so many different strands of COVID. And so, okay, I call bullshit on that. But then now you're saying, now look what's happening. People are like, fuck you. And they're like on the street protesting because of like this injustice. And so I think that it's like the yin and the yang. It's like one extreme to the other extreme. Right. It's like one extreme is like, you can't leave.
But you think a third thing is going to come in.
I think so. I'm saying this now. I think that I'm guessing, I'll say this now. You heard it first on the Stevie Weeby Show. I think October. I don't know why.
Just before the election? Elections in November.
I think like October something, another gnarly thing's going to happen.
Things do come in threes.
Yeah. So, exactly. I think that, and I think it's going to be, because it, like, since everything's been so extreme, I think it's going to be gnarly, you know? Like, I don't know. I just know that, I mean, dude, we're living in a historical, I mean, when's the last time we've dealt with this?
No, never.
I've never.
The closest we ever had was 9/11. And that was something that happened in New York, and we all felt it, but it didn't change our lifestyle, to be honest. Like, at least here in the West Coast. Right. Like, life kept going on.
But for security purposes, yes. More surveillance.
Right.
Security at the airports, yes. It did change that.
Right, yes.
But as far as what's happening now?
No, there's...
Dude, they're hitting your phone up. Mm-hmm. Don't leave.
Yeah, the Amber Alert, like you said.
And that's even more scare because it's like, I think, in a way, this is just my, not because I just watched like the Unabomber, Ted Kaczynski, documentary on Netflix, and I don't agree, with anything that guy stood for, but I try to put myself in his
Just to understand why he did it,
move into like a little cabin in Montana, and then craft these bombs and strategically.
No, you should. It's just like, you know, you have Trump and everybody saying, oh, the protests are bad, you know, like we need to shut them down. It's like, dude, you can't just shut them down. You need to understand why these are protests.
There's a reason.
Yes. And then you have to address that.
I'm glad you said that, because there's a reason why Ted Kaczynski did what he did. And it got me thinking, like, I try to put myself in his shoes, like, okay, here's a man. Because people, I don't know if people realize, he was a highly gifted mathematically. Mm-hmm. He could have been a mathematician on any college, university. And secondly, the Unabomber, he targeted specific universities and specific departments as well. And he was against technology. I didn't know this at the time, but the guy was against the technological advancement amongst humans.
He was like Amish, like
maybe that, I don't know to that extreme, but kind of like we need to get back to the earth, we need to like back to like the way we used to like.
Well, was it because he feared technology was going to destroy the environment, or was it going to be mankind using it for bad purposes?
Maybe a combination of both, and that's why I'm getting back to now where we are now, dude. I'm telling you, man. Like, I think when things go down, you know, it's convenient for us. We could Google anything. On the flip side, GPS, they could locate us like that. And not only that, look what's been happening. I didn't give them permission to send me a personal Amber Alert, like, alert saying, you know, like, why is this on my phone? You know what I mean?
You can disable it. I'm not sure, but I think you can disable it.
But my point being, because I think I'm not trying to be too paranoid or like, you know, as far as like, you know, what's going to happen with technology, but it's like, I think that it's going to, like, look at AI and 5G. I think there's something to that as far as, the more advanced we get, I think it's not going to be good for us, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe it'll be more convenient in certain ways as far as, you know, robots delivering your food to you. I already saw that happening.
That's already happening, yeah.
Yeah, where, the Postmates robot, you know? But, like,
they're on these, like, electronic scooters.
As far as control... Yeah. And surveillance and, you know, your privacy, personal Skynet. Privacy. Exactly. I just saw Minority Report. Remember that movie with Tom Cruise?
Yeah.
It's like that pre-crime. It gets me thinking, like,
they're going to arrest you or kill you because they can foresee your, you know.
But who's to say? I mean, there's something. I think a lot of these movies, like, may be telling us something.
A lot of those movies are based on sci-fi novels that have, you know, they've done their research and a lot of things have come true from, if you look at the old sci-fi movies or sci-fi stories from the 60s or 70s.
Right.
You know?
Even, you know, once you, that's funny you brought that up. It reminds me of Terminator.
Mm-hmm.
Because here we have, you know, Skynet, and then you have these cyborgs that, you know, they're infused, they look like humans. Right. But what if, I don't think that's too far off.
No, future. I don't think so. Well, I was thinking about that in terms of war, because, you know, if our technology keeps getting better, then, you know, like, we as humans, you know, if we get our arms sawed off or blown off, yeah, they'll probably be able to put, like, a robotic arm, right?
Not only that, and then even... infused, like you said, but literally infused and attached to the technology itself, where you're even half AI, where you know, like the Borg. I always bring up the Borg from Star Trek, but it's kind of like that, where you know, it's like a hive mind, and you're infused within this technology, where they can control you and your mind.
It's similar to Deathlok of Marvel Comics. He was a cyborg.
Well, I'm not too familiar.
He was like, let's say, the $6 Million Man gone bad. He was a soldier, got blown up, and then he was basically a cyborg, and he became like a weapon for the government.
Right. What have you been doing with your time since this because I've been doing a lot of research. I've been listening to a lot of, like, alien podcasts and
fortunately or unfortunately, my job is still the same. Like, I still work. One of my jobs closed down because of the farmers markets. They all closed down.
Right, but
my other job, like, we do a lot of to-go orders. Mm-hmm. So my hours got increased, actually.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
So I have a couple of days off. Today's being one of them.
Yeah, and this is great. It worked out. Dude, you know, I always had love for you, brother.
Yeah,
of course. This is bound to happen. We should make a thing where we do this bi-monthly or, you know.
Seriously?
Yeah, why not?
Well, you know? I would love to do it. Here's why. And I'm thinking bigger picture, because you have a lot of talented people. You have artists, you have skaters, you have comedians, you have all these people. I'm honored to be here because I'm your friend. I'm your friend, and I like that.
Yeah,
and so I you know, like, is here? Here's your spike, and all of a sudden, here's Poon. Boop.
No, that's not true. Because I'm sure there's, you know, it's not only nostalgic, but there's a piece of, it's like bringing a piece of home back into your home, you know?
Oh, because thanks. I appreciate that.
I think of DVDSA like that, because I have to pay homage to it, because even though it was just a very bizarre time, I'm so glad I met all the people that
You know that anytime you ask me to be on, I will be here.
Oh, for sure.
I feel like I'm, not to compare myself to him, I'm like the Beck of the Silver Lake Lounge, or the Echo. Was it the Echo? You know, it was like he shows up on those shows, and I think it was because whoever booked the club there.
Yeah.
You know, he always has these small bands there.
Yeah.
And, like, someone would not show up, would cancel at the last minute.
Yeah.
And I think he was friends with Beck, so he said, hey, Beck, can you just come over and fill the night? And he'd come over, and they'd have a packed crowd.
I'm a big fan of Beck.
Yeah.
Very great artist. He's put out some very melancholy great albums. Yeah.
Question, do you still live here in Hollywood? For some reason, I got the feeling that you live in Walnut now.
No, because my girl's in Walnut.
Right.
I go there, like, I used to go there on the weekends.
Oh,
I like it out there.
Okay.
I go out there and I stay with her family.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I'm still here. Yeah.
All right.
But as far as, I mean, what are your thoughts on, like, where everyone else is? Like, it seemed like everyone, once DVDSA dispersed, it's so funny. We're talking about alien, like, conspiracies back to DVDSA. What are your thoughts on where everyone's at in their lives right now? Because do you believe Asa has a kid now?
Yeah. I think we all were on a certain trajectory in our life. Mm-hmm. DVDSA brought us together. And after it dispersed, we went back. Like, our lives continued going to where it was supposed to go. But it just so happened that event, you know, kind of was like a magnet. We got together, And then, but we continued going to where we're supposed to be. You know, like, I mean, I'm sure Austin wanted to have a kid eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like probably regardless of the show, she probably would have been, probably would have separated with her dude, then got together with the other guy. Like, I think everything happened as it was supposed to be, regardless of DVD ASA.
Now, have you, when's the last time you talked to the Choaster, Dave Cho?
In April. We texted a little.
Okay.
I texted him just to wish him a happy birthday, and then we kind of texted a little bit, and then that was that.
We do owe a lot to Dave, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, it's not to say that we just continued without him. I mean, I'm just saying that we, you know, he brought us all together.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're not, the show's no longer there.
Yeah, and on top of that.
I mean, even himself, right? The show's done, and then
Well, the thing is, he's changed quite dramatically in a positive way.
Yeah, yeah.
He's done a lot of rehabilitation.
Mm-hmm.
He's done a lot of work on himself in a good way, and he's not the same guy he was back then. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, I have to keep it 100. If it wasn't for me being exposed to DVDSA, there would be no Tiger Belly.
Yeah, yeah.
And there would be no Stevie Weeby Show. Let's keep it real.
So whenever I go on your show, I kind of catch up with a lot of your shows.
Yeah.
And whatever you're on. So there was a show where you, Bobby, and Kalila talk about that. How you guys owe the podcasting. You know,
100%.
Yeah, not the success, because you guys make it successful, but at least the jumping point was due to, you know.
Not only that, he not only helped that, but like Mongchi.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. I had quit music, and then and then just through like showing up to that, I met Money Mark, I met Dave and Dylan and Eddie, you know, and all the and Heather Leather and the whole fam. And then I'm like, because, you know, I was working at Fat Sal's at the time. If you
remember that.
I was a shake guy. I was a shake guy. And I'm like, oh, okay, I'll just go to Big Bear. And I didn't think a record would come out of it or touring or anything. So I owe just the musical, like, resurgence to DVDSA.
Well, how about where are you musically now?
Are you still writing? I still put out solo things, solo projects. I'm working on another music video right now.
Okay.
So I'm still doing it. I mean, I don't think I'll, that's the thing. That's a great question. Whether it's through Mongchi or another collaboration, I think with me musically it's like a form of therapy for me.
Okay.
And it's a form of like, you know how people escape through video games?
Yeah,
like escapism.
Yeah.
It's a form of escapism, and it's a way to vent out whatever.
Are you still playing video games? I remember you were playing
I'm on Warzone right now.
Is that a COD type?
It's a first person shooter.
Okay.
It's free, actually.
Okay.
And it's cross platform, so meaning that a person on their PlayStation can play with someone on their Xbox or their computer or whatnot.
Right.
But it's a very hard game to learn. You get dropped in on this parachute. And into this, it's like PUBG, you know, it's like a soldier war type thing. And you just have to loot these boxes. And it's basically a survival game where you shoot other people. But then there's smoke that comes in, like gas.
Oh, it's like a battle royale.
It's like a battle royale.
Are you always soloing, or are you with a?
I don't like, because people say, why are you? Like, because I could be streaming, and I'm actually considering it. I just haven't done it lately. I play with my brother.
Dylan.
Oh,
Dylan's on your team?
Dylan's been playing with me. And then we met this kid, Matt. Not a kid, a man named Matt. He lives in Wales.
Oh, wow. That's,
so, yeah.
I always think it's so cool when you do these online things and you meet people from another part of the world.
Yeah, and so we play for just... Because I play video games for the escape.
It's like
to get away.
Don't you guys do a Twitch show?
No, I was Twitching before, but like, yeah, even that group had somewhat disbanded, you know, like everyone's kind of doing their own streaming.
Yeah, it wasn't like Worst Fire
Team Member. They still exist, but they're kind of like the group had split apart.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but they still stream and everything.
When did you get the tattoo of Bobby?
I don't know, a couple years now.
Yeah, well, see, I saw an old episode, and you were, and I remember you guys talking about, oh, I'm going to get it. can I talk about it? Mm-hmm. And I was like, but that was like 17. So I'm like, oh, yeah, did you
got
ever
that, get that? And then I got the Monchi, got the Little
Oh,
Ray.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, you've always had a Little Ray though, right?
No, this is the newest one, Little
oh,
Ray.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But yeah, I got a shout out to Ray, you know?
Nice.
Yeah, I didn't have all these during the DVD days.
I guess not. I mean, I always remember the Ewok, of course.
The Ewok, but not any of these.
Oh, no, Game of Thrones. I remember Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Speaking of, so you saw Sansa at In-N-Out.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
You want to talk about it?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Well, did you talk about, I know you talked about
it. I want to talk about it again.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm a big fan.
What did you think of the last episode?
Refresh my memory. It's
okay,
so
season
long.
8. You know, she, what's her face is getting a little crazy.
Well, is Littlefinger dead? Is Littlefinger still around? That's my favorite episode when they kill Littlefinger.
No, he's okay, done. Okay. He's done like 3 or 4 episodes ago.
Okay, okay.
Because that was when they all met at the castle at you know, and then they figured out he was still trying to manipulate and kill him.
I liked it. I mean, my favorite ones were the ones with the White Walkers.
Yeah. Because after that was done, then it kind of like, oh, now we got to finish up the whole, you know, what's going to happen next, you know, with her. Now I forget her name. Not Cersei, but
who's the little one?
Arya. Yeah.
I still don't know how she was able to travel that amount of distance to get in a tree branch and jump out of nowhere. You know what I'm saying? I try to do the math on that. Like, how the hell did she make it?
I was reading a theory that she was able to basically walk on shoulders and she just like jumped. She just ran on the shoulders.
Like some Tenchu Ninja
shit. Yeah.
All right. That was just a little bit like, I accepted it, but I'm like,
I didn't really like how they closed a lot of the plot lines.
Yeah, I didn't like how Jaime Lannister, how they died in the rubble.
Is this going to be a spoiler alert? Do we need to say spoiler? I mean, this show's been over like 4 years, right?
This is old news.
He should have stayed with Brienne of Tarth.
Yeah.
Not go back with that.
Yeah. But going back to Sansa, I was just, you know, in and out, burgers in the neighborhood. I was just there around 8 or 9 p.m.
All right, so you're here. You live in Hollywood. Yeah. And you meet celebrities either through your brother or just walking around.
Yeah.
Who are your top 5? That you've met and you're like, oh, this is so cool.
My homie Danny Kim, I forgot about this, but at the 7-Eleven in the neighborhood, Danny Kim, my homie, shout out to Danny Kim, said, do you remember when Michael Rapaport almost ran us over? And then he like chewed us out too. He's like, get the fuck out of the street, man. You know? And I'm like, what's wrong with this guy? It was Michael Rapaport.
Okay.
So that was
one
of them.
Yeah, okay.
Because
okay.
I'm a fan. I don't care if he yelled at me.
Wait, Rapaport or Danny Kim?
No, Michael Rapaport yelled at us.
Okay, get the hell out of the
All right. And so that was one. Mm-hmm. I met Jonah Hill at Milk on Beverly. Milk, you know, they sell ice cream.
Yeah, I don't like their desserts.
Yeah, okay. Well, we're there.
Okay, so that's. Weren't you sitting next to him at some event as well?
No, that was Danny DeVito and Ralph Macchio, and that was the Asian. Some Asian award show that Quentin Tarantino was at, and my brother was he was the MC or something. But that went to Ralph Macchio. So since you brought that up, Ralph Macchio, and then Sansa.
Right.
I didn't meet her, but I had a glimpse of her.
Yeah.
So and yeah, that story. Her, I was at In-N-Out. I already had ordered. I was by the concession. I was by the beverages, and then I noticed that a group of people that walked in. One of them was a tall.
Kind
of reddish hair, white girl. They're all wearing, they look like, you know what they remind me of? Like, you know, like college kids wearing like their USC or
UCLA. Yeah, because she was wearing a Rams jersey.
She was wearing a Rams jersey.
Right.
So they're all wearing Rams jersey. And then I looked at her and I go.
And I remember your brother goes, are you sure it was her?
It was her. Dude.
Yeah. And then Kalila looks up.
I'm going to confirm that too. Yeah. So I look at her and I'm like, okay, that looks exactly like Sansa. And so I was tripping and she had a walk where to the beverages and I was so embarrassed because I didn't want to seem like I was fanboying like a fanboy you know but I got a better glimpse at her and I go oh my god that's her
I think it would have been okay because you have well I don't know if you had all the tattoos but you know like if you have many tattoos and that's one of them
that doesn't seem like
you're so
but
you know.
It's a different story when she's actually there
right
and you're,
right,
your mind's,
right yeah yeah of
like,
course
just hamster wheel.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, oh my God, that is her. Because I saw her face up close. I went like, she like, you know how I like, I it's obvious when I stare.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Like,
you know, like, oh, shit. You know, I was doing that. Oh, God, it is her. And then it confirms even more because, you know, the vibe, you know, it was packed.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
People, like, I oh, heard people's conversation. Like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, yeah, my God. And I, then slowly but surely, literally a minute later, people are walking up to her. Can I get a picture with you? And so I had a window where I could have been one of those people.
Right,
but
right.
Then I think I had gotten my order. I was hungry.
Yeah,
and I
yeah.
just kind of sat and observed other people doing that.
Yeah. As my friend says, sometimes the time is not right yet.
Yeah.
And then that wasn't the time.
Yeah. So was, that's yeah. one of them, I think. And then, hold on. Let me think. Another one was...
Okay, would just a detour a little?
Yeah.
Okay, would she be the number? If you could have any guest on the show, who would it be? Give me like three names, four names, five, whatever.
MF Doom, I look up to.
Okay,
him.
Okay, yeah, that's
MF
a good
Doom,
one. That's a good
MF
one.
MF Doom for sure.
With the mask, of course.
With the mask, probably Del the Funky Homo. So, or Del the Funky Homo Sapien, I would love. And then I actually reached out to him and he agreed, but he was up in. But it never went through yet. I emailed. I had to email like his manager or something.
Right.
I still thanks for reminding me, but someone like that, maybe like an Natalie Portman or something. Or
oh, okay, all right.
Something like
yeah, yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think Ellen Page would be dope. Ellen
oh,
Page.
That would be nice.
Yeah, that'd be a dope one. Who else? Q-Tip.
Okay.
From A Tribe Called Quest.
Yeah, yeah.
Q-Tip. So many like rappers and producers.
Right.
That's like,
your.
I have a
yeah.
whole. But as far as Day One Song,
okay,
yeah, you
know, yes,
professional skateboarder,
yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Just so many. It's hard to say, but who would you want to see on here? That's probably a better question. Who would you want? Like, yeah, coming from outside myself.
Oh man, you know, I mean, it would just be my favorite celebrities.
Like, name three.
All right, Alexandra Daddario.
Okay, okay.
You know, from Baywatch, True Detective,
yeah.
Percy, whatever.
Okay.
And,
hey, Ren, write that down. Write that down. Okay, who else? Oh, Drew Barrymore would be dope.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
you used to be a Drew Barrymore
yeah, yeah,
fan.
Yeah, big
That's
time,
right.
Big time,
That's
big
right.
Time. Yeah. Maybe like David Lynch, like a David
that
Lynch.
That would be nice.
Beck would be dope.
Okay.
Beck would be dope. Who else?
I wouldn't mind. Right now I'm into like either like there's a singer, Phoebe Bridgers.
Okay, write that down.
But she, you know what I'm always afraid of, and this is no, I haven't seen her in any interviews or anything, but sometimes, like, you know what, one person of a genre, they're on the show,
yeah.
And then, like, oh, they're kind of a bad interview. And then it's like, is it, I mean, as long as you were interested, it didn't really matter, you know.
Who is the, Winona Ryder would be dope.
Whoa, especially after Stranger
that,
Things.
Yeah, that
yeah,
would be
yeah,
dope.
Yeah, yeah.
Winona Ryder would be dope. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Okay.
Yeah, Danny Trejo. Yeah, he's got, you know, Trejo's tacos
yeah, yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be a dope
Have
one.
You eaten there?
Yeah, it was a bit overpriced. I mean,
yeah,
I
agree,
it was
I
a
agree.
Bit overpriced.
Overpriced for what it is.
Yeah, for
like,
what it is.
Yeah, like it's like, it's, is it street taco? I don't know, but it is expensive. I could get as much satisfaction going to a place on the corner.
Exactly.
You know.
Yeah.
Like, it's not good enough to warrant that price.
Yeah. Steven Yeun would be dope.
Oh,
I actually reached
probably,
out.
You could probably. Get
I did.
Him.
He did contact me back. He just said he's not in like the. He's
that
not
place.
Yeah, a place to be doing that right now.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Well, like,
Roy Choi would be dope.
You could probably get Roy Choi too.
Yeah,
well,
he's done Tiger Belly, and he just doesn't.
He,
you know,
he
Dave
is,
knows him. My
yeah.
brother knows him. They all know him, but he doesn't know me that well.
Yeah,
he's done Dumbfounded's thing. Yeah, I would like, you know, because
you've
know,
had
I'm
Dumbfounded
a,
on the
yeah, yeah,
show.
For sure,
mm-hmm.
for sure. Awkwafina would be dope.
She, yeah, she's been on your brother's show.
Yeah,
I think right.
And there was a moment where I was messaging her and she was down to do it, but then she just
you caught her before
yeah,
and then
I caught her before like
yeah now she's like
oh
Nora from the Queens
yeah yeah, she can,
yeah,
yeah
and
she's
just,
basically
yeah,
on
Shang-Chi,
the table for me
yeah.
for me you know. So yeah, there's so many.
So how do you decide like okay like say this show's done. So, tomorrow, I mean, do you have, like, lined up, like, okay, next week I've got so-and-so, next week, and then 3 weeks I got so-and-so, or is it, like, a week before you say, hey, these are the people I want to get, let me start emailing these people, like...
Well, before, that's funny you ask, because before I would do it like months in advance.
Right.
I'd go, can you do my thing like a month and a half later? But it's changed even more. So because of the quarantine where people are afraid to come out.
Right,
and
right.
So now it's almost weekly or bi-weekly right now.
Okay, here's my question. Have you been quarantining yourself?
Absolutely. So, I don't leave. I only go to 7-Eleven or Ralph's.
So you weren't worried that I had it? You said, just come on over.
No, and because, you know, like I said, I know this is probably like careless for me to say, but I'm not really tripping on the corona.
Okay.
Thing,
all right.
Because of, I
think too far under the radar of the conspiracy.
I think that there's something to that, as far as, especially if they're wanting us to get like this universal vaccine. You know?
Right.
It's like, you know, I there's a red flag. There's a lot of red flags that kind of raise for me when it has to do with that, you know.
So what you got going on the next week or so?
I'm gonna get a little house phone. He's have you heard the No Jumper podcast?
No, who's
he's it, it's a popular podcast. Okay. It's very popular, right? And we just had Cam Girl on.
Yes.
She's been on. She's co-hosting. And
is she a DJ?
Yeah, she DJs. She's on Twitch as well.
Because I was, you know, reading all the comments and say, oh, that's a horrible name. I'm like, who is this Cam Girl? Because to be honest, just when I saw the, you know, on the YouTube, just, you know, her picture, I'm like, oh, you got a webcam girl. But she's not.
No. Yeah, that's just her.
Yeah, her stage name.
Her alias. Yeah, as far. Yeah. No, she's a DJ. Okay. And she co-hosts. She's a part and affiliated with No Jumper.
Okay.
So I'm getting the other co-host of that.
Oh, you're being a co-host of that show?
No. I mean, he's another co-host.
Oh, I see.
I would love to be on that. So shout out.
Should
I put out there Adam? I'm a big fan of Adam 22.
What about JK News? You have a lot of people from that on your show.
You know what? Yeah, helped out a lot too, because those people always tune in for those.
Right.
I had shout out to Joe, Gio, Bart, like all of them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that'd be a good one to revisit.
Right.
And Gio was gonna do it, but she's got a kid now, and so she was afraid to do it, and I didn't. So it's funny you ask. I'm doing half Zoom now for the people who don't want to show up, and rightfully so.
Okay,
they're being,
because I think I saw an
cautious
episode where you were on the Zoom.
Yeah, so I do that as well. Okay. So I have like the cam.
Oh, you do?
Yeah,
like the split
cam
screen.
Yeah, I do the split screen of that. But I would like I'm gonna name a few people, because you said because we were talking about celebrities or people.
Well, who's been your favorite guest? I won't ask you who your worst guest was, because you don't want to put them on blast. But who have you been your favorite guest outside of DVD ASA?
I really liked Andy Katz episode.
Okay.
He's a white rapper from a group called Ugly Duckling. I'm a big I'm a fan of Ugly Duckling. So shout out to Dizzy and Einstein as well. I like that because he
was engaging.
He was engaging, and I like hearing about like
the process,
their trajectory,
and
how they got to where they were. I liked Asa was always fun.
Yeah. What do you think of Lil Dicky?
I'm a fan. You know, and it's funny you brought him up, because he's on a TV show now as well with Santino.
Right.
And Santino's doing a podcast with my brother.
Right, Best Friends or something like
that. Santino's episode was dope as well.
Mm-hmm.
I like Radmatic's episode. He's a Pinoy DJ.
Okay.
From the Beat Junkies or whatnot. And just people like that.
So you really like the musicians.
I like the musicians. I like...
I guess because you can relate to it, and you like when they say something, you can like, oh, I understand.
Yeah. Oh, I like D.H. Pellegrino, the drummer from Dead Kennedys.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that one was that's a homie of mine too. I like that one as well. It's funny you asked. Most of the people that I want, because I don't have the reach. I know I'm being realistic with like the reach I have, since, I don't have that kind of juice to get, you know, I'm not like Dave or my brother.
Right.
Most of the guests are not unobtainable, but it's just harder for me because they don't know much about my platform.
Right. You
know?
Well, Colleen Green. I thought that was pretty good. Like you.
Yeah.
You
shout
just
out to Colleen Green. That was a fun one. And she, you know what?
And you met her at the show.
I met her at the Pomona show.
Yeah.
And then not only that, we were filming, for my last music video, somewhere in Echo Park, Silver Lake, I saw her working at a record store, And I walk by and she like wait. I go, oh, what's up? So wow. She was working part time at a local like mom and pop record store. Okay. So yeah, that'd be actually a good part too. For her. Yeah, I like that. That's what I would want in the future is more like maybe not only musicians, but female musicians.
Right, right.
Like, you know, female DJs. I reached out to a Pinoy female artist named Lowleaf. That would have been a dope one.
Okay.
And
could still be a dope one.
Yeah, it could still be one. But this during when all this stuff was happening.
Can I ask you a weird question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Are you wearing salampas?
What do you mean?
Salampas? You know, it's that you know, that heat thing?
No, what does it smell like?
I don't know. I smell it now. So I was thinking, oh, you hurt yourself or something. So you.
No, it could be.
It's like medication. It smells there's like medication.
No, this is.
No.
It could be the lotion. Does it smell like kind of like mango?
No. Yeah, it's more like a medicinal smell.
It's probably this. Citrus.
Oh, okay. Oh, thanks.
Oh, you want one? I was going to. Go ahead, do one.
Yeah, I guess so.
You just need one. Yeah.
Is that all right?
Yeah, put it right here, yeah.
Oh, you don't have to rip it?
No, you just put it on your, yeah, on your low.
Mm-hmm. Mm, yeah.
Tell me if you like the flavor.
Okay. So far, so good.
Yeah, I haven't vaped or dipped in a...
Wait, what is it? What do you mean?
This is a nicotine. This is nicotine.
Oh, all right.
Sorry. I should have just wasted
one of your...
Yeah. But you're saying, like, I want to go back with future guests. I want to get people in the UFO research field.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So
you could probably very easily get to me, I think, if you go to one of those conventions.
Oh, yeah.
Conspiracy.
Like,
you know,
like an alien con or something like
that. Yeah, not the comic cons, because they're kind of like no one takes them serious there. But if you go to those other type of conventions, which I'm sure they have, you could probably walk around, see, and then you could invite. I bet you'd get like a 90% return rate.
Yeah, so I wanted, number one is Linda Moulton Howe, who wrote that book. And every Wednesday she has a channel called earthfiles.com. So on Wednesday I religiously watch her.
Is it a podcast?
Yeah, it's like a podcast. It's a live stream, actually. Mm-hmm. Jordan Maxwell. He's interesting because I learned a great deal from him because he researches like the origin of where words come from, you know?
Oh, okay.
And what they mean and he like even breaks down like the history of like where humans are at today because of our past, and like he breaks down like the way the world really works. Alex Collaire, and he's my third one because he supposedly he was abducted by a specific alien race called the Andromedans.
How did he know that?
You can research it. Or look up the videos. He does conferences and stuff.
But well, is he like? Well, you know, like, he knows exactly which alien. So does he believe in many types of alien and he was able to identify that one? Or was he like...
Yeah, well, these ones are specifically called the Andromedans.
Well, my question, I'm curious, like, when he got abducted, did he know, like, whoa, it's the Andromedans?
No, or was most he, likely
the,
not.
Then cause... afterwards, and he did research... And then he said, oh, I think it's the
Andromedans. Yeah, and not only that, they telepathically communicated without using words. They're like,
we are the Andromedans.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah, they're doing that. I know this sounds crazy. I know, I'm sorry. I don't want to sound like a crazy person. The reason why I don't talk a lot about this stuff, but I put it more through my music. So for those of you who are like, how come you don't talk more about this? It's encoded within my music. I talk about all this stuff. You just have to like pay attention to my words and what I'm trying to tell you. And it's crazy because the newest music video I'm working on, The Pod in Which You Travel, we're going to – I don't want to ruin it, but it's going to be like a Matchbox car. And we're going to put it in slow-mo, and like a GoPro like attached to this egg, attached to like a Matchbox car that goes through a track. And then we're going to put holes on these poster boards, and I'm going to do it like a little science fiction background. My little Ray background.
Wait, are you going into the cardboard
You're going into it.
Okay.
There's a hole at the bottom in the middle
where
it goes through, the track goes through each of these backgrounds
where
the GoPro will catch it.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah. So it's going to be like
you have like aliens and wine.
There's going to have be eight different backgrounds.
Oh, that's
so
neat.
One background we're going to have reptilians, another one will have Palladians, another one will have, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's
like different
cool.
Like different alien races.
Right.
And so,
do you know how is it going to end?
It's gonna end, and we're still trying to work out those details. We don't know. We might go backwards. I don't know. You know. But I brought I bought like an egg. Like, see the corner where those skateboards are?
Yeah.
You see that mask? It's a cone head.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So I bought a cone head mask, too, where I'm, you know, going to be doing those parts. I bought a Star Trek, on eBay, I bought a Star Trek outfit, too.
Okay.
So I'm going to have the cone, you know what I mean? It's going to be like a science fiction type thing. So anyway,
And you have a specific song for that one?
Yeah, it's called The Pod in Which We Travel.
Okay.
Yeah, it's about when you die, you're going to like a spacecraft that's shaped like an egg.
So is that what you're going to end it like, maybe jumping off a ramp and also in a flight?
Well, the thing, the spacecraft itself, which is going to be on the Matchbox car, is going to be a pod, an egg.
Oh, that so is
you're,
the flight.
Yeah, you're traveling.
Oh, that is the...
Yeah,
that
and not is, only okay. that, we're working out like green screens like background where it's going to go through. Like, you know, like we could have this space. Like,
that's pretty expensive, isn't it?
No. This is going to be very cost effective because of technology and programs. Right. Oh, okay, we got it. You know,
what program do you use to edit your film?
Adobe Premiere.
Okay.
Yeah, and my neighbor in good time, longtime homie and neighbor, Craig's like he helped me with the first video and it turned out dope. And
right.
You know, he's done movies and he knows all this stuff. Like,
so it's easy for him.
Yeah, it's going to be easy because it's just literally. Just dropping the car and making sure it just goes through all the poster boards. And and then we're going to slow the frames down.
Is the GoPro going to be attached to the...
Yeah, it's going to be...
Wow.
The GoPro itself is going to be attached to the Matchbox car. And then we're going to put like this egg type thing around the car. So like you could see like an egg.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
Be looking like a spacecraft is going through all this stuff.
I see. Yeah, okay, yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah. So that's going to be... Sorry for talking to you here. Revealed a lot.
It is called the CD Weeby Show.
So let's... man, the time just flew by.
Well, did we do an hour? Well, we're just short of 10
minutes.
Okay.
Yeah. I want to... can we start plugging? Can we plug your Instagram and as well?
But to be honest, I haven't put anything up for the last.
It's okay. I still want to put it out there.
Well, it's yumyumcha.com or yumyumcha, whatever.
Can you
spell it out?
Yeah, spell that out.
It's yumyumcha.
Okay, and then what if they want to visit the restaurant where you're at to try some delicious foods once this
is over?
I'd rather
not.
Really?
Yeah, because it's really corporate, and I don't want to get like, who are these people coming in?
Right.
Like when I was working at the farmer's market, I didn't mind because I'm working. People would
rightfully
come by.
So. Okay.
Yeah, and I'd say hi, and they would say hi.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Okay, that's fair.
So, yeah.
So definitely follow my homie right here on Instagram, and I wanted to shout out. We have a Patreon attached to the show. I'll go to patreon.com/StevieWeeby. That keeps the show going. If you want to support the platform, go on there. Our newest pledge or patron is my man Jake. There's a website now too. If you go to www.steviewebyshow.com, if you want to pick up a shirt, go ahead, pick up a shirt. Like I said, I'm working on a new music video called The Pod in Which You Travel, and you heard about it, and that's going to be it's going to take more artwork for me to do, but I'm going to work on it tonight. I finished two of the backgrounds. There's six more to go on that. And that's going to be available at youtube.com/StevieWeeby. There's already our first music video, Goodbye Balloon. YouTube.com/StevieWeeby.
I like that Goodbye Balloon.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
Yeah. It was dedication to your dad.
Exactly. So, and then there's no Little Ray's World this week. It's every other week. And I'm thinking about actually doing more music. I'll disclose that as time goes by. I have a concept album that I was thinking about doing. I don't know if I want to do it yet. I want to get this music video done. I like getting one thing completely done, then moving on to the next.
Yeah, no, that's good.
We also have a P.O. box if you want to send anything, letters or packages. Send your packages to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California, 90093. My Instagram's at Instagram/QUANGOU. With that being said, man, love you, brother. We're out of here.